This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's 9:05, time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By Midwest Basement Technologies, call 618-372-7077. By the Hub Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. And by Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing and machine shop in Litchfield.
2-0 is Rick. Right field. That is back wall gone. This game is tied at 3 as Hannah Wilfong takes the 2-0 offering right over the right field fence. Her second bomb of the day, and we are tied at 3. How about that?
Put it on the batting cage. Woo! Out there.
Wearing as Woolridge gets the bunt down. It's a good one. Halpin gloves, throws, got it, barely. Now Wilfong has hung up, the ball gets away. Wilfong is going to round third, and she's going to score. How about that? Now we have seen everything in the ball game.
And welcome to WSMI Sports Saturday. That's what it sounded like yesterday afternoon on AM 1540 as Southwestern knocks off Gillespie 4-3 in 8 innings and snaps the Miners' 14-game winning streak. And that was a good ball game. And we said on the broadcast, sometimes it's hard to pick a player of a game in a high school contest. Not yesterday. Hannah Wilfong, 3-for-4, 2 bombs, 3 RBI, 3 runs scored, including the game winner. An impressive power display.
And a good pitching matchup. Yes. Between two good pitchers yesterday, and maybe a few miscues, which led to some runs. But those two teams are the 1-2 in the Hillsboro Regional, and for good reason.
Probably a good chance that a week from today they'll be getting set to square off again.
Certainly, if you look at the seedings, that's exactly how it should proceed. Although there are some other teams in there that have 15-plus wins that might have a little bit more to say about it. So,
and in the postseason, you never know.
Oh, my gosh, you never, ever, ever know, because so much depends upon pitching, which in softball a lot of times – the pitchers tend not to have off days as much as the baseball pitchers do, as far as I'm concerned. But it's always that bang-bang play, that low throw maybe that doesn't get scooped out for an out at first base that allows the inning to proceed. And the game just goes so quick in softball.
And just the slightest bobble
on
a routine ball, and the runner's going to be safe.
Yeah,
it's a very, very quick, speedy game.
It was well played yesterday as the Miners' 14-game winning streak is over. And usually at the professional level, certainly, in the college level, teams don't necessarily like to be riding super long winning streaks. Probably more the college level where it's one and done, which would be more comparable to high school sports. But you don't like to have won 20 in a row and then get into that single elimination tournament because you're due a bad day. Mm-hmm. But I think at the high school level, I don't think that necessarily applies. I think if you can go in on a winning streak, so be it. But maybe from the Miners' perspective, losing a game like that yesterday to a team like Southwestern, maybe it was good for them.
Well, the one thing about playing a team like Southwestern a few days ahead of the regional tournament is the fact that that's the kind of competition you're going to be seeing from henceforth. So you've got to get yourself in that mindset. And, I've always been a proponent that the end of your schedule should be as tough as anything, because you want to be prepared. Even if you do go in on a 2 or 3 game losing streak, you want to be prepared because you want to be playing those difficult teams, those teams that are going to throw that kind of competition against you in the postseason. So never hurts a thing. I mean, it was a great ball game. It was, 8 innings. Miners had their chance there in the bottom of the 7th inning, and the softball gods said, well, if you didn't take advantage of it, we're not going to give it to you. And that's funny how the game works.
Yeah, they got a leadoff double in that 7th, wound up with the bases loaded, only one out.
And
give Allison Moran credit. She got out of trouble. And there was a lot, that was a rare game yesterday just from the standpoint there was a lot of balls in play.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of strikeouts on either side. The fielders on both Southwestern and Gillespie really did a nice job.
And, both pitchers do a great job of being in the strike zone and around the strike zone. And it's just that was a great ball game. Just a great ball game. It really was. We've had our share of blowouts this year. That was one of the fine ones. So.
Yes, it was. And it was an 8-inning win for Southwest. And there were some other games around the area yesterday as well. And what was the final Friday of the regular season?
Yeah, along with the Southwestern Gillespie game in softball, the Litchfield girls shut out Payne at 12-0. Marquette beat Civic Memorial 3-0 as Alexis Smith continues to add to her record no-hitter. She owns the state record for no-hitters in a season. That was her
Who?
Sixth. Alexis Smith from...
Silkwood.
Or Silkwood, not Alexis Smith, but Alexis Silkwood from Marquette. She pitched her 16th no-hitter of the season
yesterday. That's
not bad. Wow. Yeah. In baseball, Litchfield wins the South Central outright. The Panthers go 12-1 in the conference and end up 22-4 as they beat Payne yesterday 13-0. Carrollton doubled up Lincolnwood 6-3. Riverton shut out Nokomis 10-0. Civic Memorial squeaked by Gillespie 2-0. And Bunker Hill beat Mont Olive 22-3 in baseball. Also, Tim, congratulations to the Gillespie girls track team. They won the sectional earlier this week at Greenville. So the team goes to state. We do have several other young ladies that will be participating as individuals. And, of course, as that comes up next week, we'll mention those for you on the sports show. But the IESA, the junior high state track and field meets underway. There were a few events yesterday in the girls' Class A division, 7th grade. Natasha Schellenberger from Bunker Hill Wolfridge School finished 20th in the discus, 16th in the shot. Shaylin Edwards, a 7th grader from Bunker Hill, finished 14th in the 1600. And from Mont Olive, Courtney Kernich, a 7th grader, finished 32nd in the 1600. And Zoe Murphy finished 24th in the 7th grade 400. And one boys final was played yesterday, 8th grade 1600 meter run. Brandon Myatt from Bunker Hill finished 19th. And the rest of that tournament will wrap up today at Eastside Center. Have you ever been to Eastside Center in Peoria?
I'm not.
It's where they hold the state softball tournament and then the junior high tournament. Great facility. My gosh, it is a terrific facility up there. And they do such a great job. The IESA people are just terrific. So
this gets to be a busy time.
Oh,
of course, school winding down, but you've got kind of concurrent, you know, sporting postseason events getting underway here with the track and the baseball and the softball next week. So very busy time for all school administrators and everyone involved.
And congratulations to the Staunton Bulldogs, their girls soccer team, regional champions. I believe it's the first regional championship for Staunton. They defeated Gillespie yesterday 2-0 in the regional championship, and on to the sectional they go.
So we should mention today Gillespie softball playing Staunton, a 10 o'clock game for the Bulldogs and the Miners. But following the game, they're going to have an alumni game as the Miners celebrating 25 years of softball at GHS. So they're going to have all sorts of activities throughout the day out there at Welfare Park. So go out, and if you want to check out an alumni game, which is set to start about noon, that's always good energy.
Bring your spikes, bring your gloves.
There you go.
Have some fun.
Hit one over the fence.
Maybe a little Ben Gay.
Maybe a lot of Ben Gay.
A lot of Ben Gay.
Yeah. I was surprised. I was when you said that yesterday, 25 years, I was thinking, boy, you would have thought it would have been longer, but you brought up the obvious point that really that's about the time that girls athletics and all across the board started to get footing.
You know, there were some girls athletics that were starting to take place, number one, on the intramural basis, maybe a club team, but the IHSA, the high school sanctioned through the IHSA, really started to kind of kick in there in the mid-70s, late-70s, and really took a big foothold in the 80s. So, yeah, we're seeing a lot of teams that have that sort of celebration. And when it comes to spring sports, we've been blessed with some very good ball teams around here, both softball and baseball. So,
and when we talk about girls' sports, early stages of girls' sports, as you said, Tim, 25 years ago, there was a lot of perseverance because girls' sports had, you know, they had their share of aches and pains getting going, especially in sports like basketball and stuff. But as we've said here umpteen times, what a giant step forward they have.
Well, you know, you go back to the the ruling and the government saying, okay, if guys have sports, girls got to have sports too. And that opened the door and said, okay, schools were forced to rethink how they're going to offer interscholastic athletics and opportunities that were equal. And it's been a boon. And look how many young ladies have been able to take advantage of of college because of their their athletic ability. So it's great. It's wonderful. We've had some great teams, we've got some dandy matchups here coming up this week. We're going to be covering games from the Gillespie Baseball 2A Regional and the Hillsboro Softball 2A Regional just this week. Now we'll see how things go beyond that, but should be a fun week of ball. And both regionals are pretty competitive.
Yes, top to bottom.
Yeah, yeah. You know, North Mac's number one seed at Gillespie.
They beat Litchfield earlier in the year.
But, boy, the Panthers are on a roll right now, and they are humming on all cylinders, it seems like, winning their 22nd game yesterday and their 12th conference game. So we'll see. It all comes down. You got to have the pitching. You got to –
that's right.
You know, you can't make any errors in the field, and it's just the simplest of things, but – the simple things are the hardest things to do sometimes.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have two postseason games coming up for you on Monday. We will have the Gillespie quarterfinal baseball game between Carlinville and Hillsboro for you Monday afternoon live at 4:20 on AM 1540. And then Monday night we'll have the quarterfinal from the Hillsboro Softball Regional as Staunton will take on the Lady Toppers. That broadcast will come your way Monday night at 7:04 right here on FM 106. Both games, of course, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. We do need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. Terry, when we come back, we're going to have a special guest.
Absolutely. We're going to be talking about basketball.
Hey.
In the summer.
Oh. There we go.
Yeah. We'll do that in just a moment.
If you're a farmer or an agribusiness, it's good to bank with people you know and trust. Hi, I'm Jim Miller, Vice President, Senior Loan Officer at Security National Bank. I specialize in ag lending, and Security National Bank's ag lending staff is experienced and ready to serve all your farming needs. We offer competitive rates. Stop by and see us today or log on to securitynb.com to find out more. Security National Bank, your hometown bank you can trust since 1932, with four locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing and machine shop now has a heavy-duty tow truck and can tow your semis. They have a crew cab rollback to transport your car and your family, and they can pick up your motorcycle. There is nothing they can't tow. When you need a tow, remember Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop in Litchfield. 324-2400. That's 324-2400.
And let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Partly cloudy skies for today. There's a slight chance for some afternoon showers. Expect highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy skies continuing on through tonight. Still a chance for some rain. Expect a low at around 50. And then for tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Still a chance for some rain. We'll have a high Sunday in the low 70s. Right now at 9:17, we have a temperature reading of 62 degrees. The weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues in just a moment.
Is your home moving without you? You don't need a realtor. You need the foundation repair experts at Midwest Basement Technologies. Serving Central Illinois for over 30 years, correcting bowed or cracked walls, settlement problems, or wet and leaky basements and crawl spaces. If you live in Central or Southern Illinois, they service you. Call 1-800-848-9805 for your local service tech or visit them on the web at MidwestBasementTech.com. For money saving coupons, that's MidwestBasementTech.com. Remember, foundation problems won't go away. Protect your investment.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
And at 9:19, Sports Saturday continues once again. Here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and Uncle Ralph.
Thank you very much, Tobin Oz. We want to talk a little bit of basketball, and our good buddy Mike Popovich joining us on the telephone. And Mike, a basketball classic tournament coming up in Litchfield here about the middle part of June.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me on this morning. I do, and we got a tournament, the Purple Panther Classic, coming up June 15th through the 17th. So we're definitely excited about hosting an event there.
Tell me a little bit about the organization you're with, Mike.
The guy that I work with, actually, I met him when I moved down to Tennessee. He's been all over the place coaching, and he had been running tournaments down in Tennessee for about 15 years, and just does an unbelievable job with it. And I kind of expressed some interest about going up into Illinois with it. I'm not a basketball guy. I'm a football guy, actually, but it was one of those things where, you know, he showed me the business aspects of it. And he's just it's a well-oiled machine down here. So, I expressed some interest in going up into Illinois, and he was on board with it. And, we got together with Drew Logan, and Drew's just a tremendous guy. It made a lot of sense to work with him.
Now, Mike, are we talking a three-on-three tournament, a full five-on-five? What is this?
It's a full five-on-five. We open it up grades 3rd all the way through 11th. And I got some kids walking in here. I'm in the hallway. We actually got a tournament going this weekend. We got about 140 teams. We go 3rd through 11th grade, boys and girls, 5-on-5, and we run two 20-minute running half clocks. We'll stop it in the last minute. And, it's a way for teams to get out there and play. And, our price is $155 a team, which, if you've been around AAU programs at all, or AAU tournaments, I mean, you could be anywhere from, $250 to $450 for a tournament.
Yeah,
so,
that's nothing, $155,
Yeah, so, and we guarantee 3 games. We do medals for 1st and 2nd. I mean, we do it the right way, so it's definitely a good situation.
Is this full court?
Full court, yes, absolutely. Everything's normal. I mean, it's going to be normal Illinois basketball rules, and we'll have patch officials and everything.
Now, how do folks sign up? How do kids sign up? How do they get teams? Probably a website they need to go to.
Yeah, I mean, you can do it a couple different ways. You guys, they can go ahead and give me a call, and my information's on IllinoisHighSchoolSports.com, or you can, talk with Drew Logan at Litchfield, and he'll pass along my information. You can also check out www.bballshowcase.com. When you get on there, it's going to be one of those things where the Tennessee portion of the website pops up. And I know some people look at that and they're like, well, where's the Illinois part? It is on there. And we're going to get another site up here and running real soon. You can register online. You can do it over the phone with me. It's a good situation where, we give discounts to schools that bring multiple teams as well. I mean, the biggest thing is we want to fill up the gym. We do that. We do a very good job. Like I said, I mean, we got a tournament down here this weekend with 140 teams. We had one with over 205 a few weeks back down here, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Mike, what are the logistics behind all? I mean, you've got to hire officials. You've got to have people to run the clock. I mean, concession stands. There's got to be a ton of people involved in putting this together.
You know what? I think the one thing that we do and what we kind of sell to schools that are willing to host is we're going to take care of all the dirty stuff, the stuff that nobody wants to do. I mean, because if you look at these tournaments, yes, there's some money to be made, but at the same time, it's a headache. It's such a nightmare because you have, you're taking care of registration fees. Oh, did so-and-so pay? You got to take care of that. But, yeah, we get 2 officials for everything. We pay them well. We take care of the scheduling nightmare, so when somebody calls us and said, hey, Pop, I can't play Friday night, and this is the only time I can play, we take care of the scheduling as well. We have a $2 million insurance policy that that the schools will be covered under. It's a headache. The only thing we ask the schools is that they have somebody to run the clock and, somebody to run the concession stand, and we'll take care of basically everything else.
It's organized mayhem is what it is.
It is. Organized chaos, as we like to call it. But, like I said, I mean, and it's one of those things, the guy that I got, Chris Hooper, down here that runs it and who I'm kind of working with, if he wasn't involved, I would just look at it and I'd be like, no thanks. Because it's just one of those things where it's hectic. But he's just kind of, he remains calm and he kind of makes it go. And I just kind of, it's great opportunity for me, not just as a basketball guy, not just being around basketball, but also seeing the organization that he brings and everything else, the business side of it. I mean, he's great to work for.
Mike Popovich joining us here on Sports Saturday. Pop, you mentioned how you're a football guy. How would you compare running a tournament like this to, say, a 7-on-7 football thing?
Oh, completely different. Completely. I mean, because you've got, I mean, you go 7-on-7. I mean, the main thing is, hey, we're getting kids there. We're selling concessions, you know, with this, with the gate and everything else going into it. And 7-on-7 is a little bit different. It's a little more dependable because you know, hey, I know the football coaches. So if I've got to call, you know, whoever, if I got to call Mike Parmentier, I know Mike's going to show up. I don't have to worry about that. You just don't know. I mean, it's just crazy. So you're really hoping that everybody looks at the schedule, that they've got it down. It's just, like you said, it's chaos. But, you know, when you're out of a tournament, you don't think anything's going wrong behind the scenes. You just think everything's running smooth, which is the way we want it.
Of course,
yeah,
at Litchfield,
definitely different.
Of course, at Litchfield, you're going to have both the Panther Gym and Simmons Gymnasium to work with. But at this tournament you're located today, you probably have more than two gyms going.
Yeah. I mean, we've got, I mean, this tournament that we're running this weekend, I mean, we have, I want to say, 9 gyms this weekend that we're operating. And it's, you know, they, like, you know, we're bouncing around from gym to gym. We're making sure everything's good to go. You know, if a parent has a problem, hey, we want to make sure it's, you know, we're smoothing it out. We don't want to have any issues with coaches, making sure the officials are there. We're just pretty much going around making sure that everything's going well. And hopefully here in the next few years we get to the point where other schools around Litchfield are wanting to jump in. I mean, I know Blackburn's going to be in with us for that tournament as well. We're definitely trying to get, you know, maybe Carlinville, Gillespie involved as well. I know Hillsboro's got something. I think they're going up to the U of I basketball camp that weekend. But, you know, you want to get those schools involved. And the one thing that I can do, and I think it's been nice for Drew because Drew and I have a relationship. He knows me. He trusts me. And I tell him, hey, down here in Tennessee, I mean, these schools, I mean, this is one of their big fundraisers. I mean, this is a way for them not to have to do other stuff. And it's a chance for their kids to play as well. I mean, if you sign me up for that, I mean, I'm ready to go. I get a chance to have my kids getting better, and I'm making money at the same time. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Go ahead, Ralph.
When you put together something like this, how large an area are you drawing these teams out of?
Oh, yeah, I mean, down here, it's all across the state. But that's because Chris, you know, he's put in the time. He's put in 15 years. So when we get up there for Litchfield, I mean, obviously it's going to be more, you know, I would say in a 60-mile radius to start off. But we do have some other teams traveling. We've got a team out of Gary, Indiana, that's going to be coming to the Litchfield tournament. We're hoping to have a team out of Iowa. We've also got the Kentucky Blast out of Bowling Green, Kentucky. They're going to be coming up. I mean, so it's more about making contacts and getting them in the gym. I mean, because the big thing is, guys, you don't want to be playing. And I talked to Drew. Drew doesn't want to see Staunton. He doesn't want to play against Staunton in this tournament. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't want to play against Gillespie. He wants to see some different competition. You know, you get to see them enough. You get to beat on each other enough during the regular season. So teams want to travel because they want to see different competition.
Yep.
And especially from, you know, I know this, and it's kind of the general consensus down here. They want to get up into Illinois because it's a much more physical game. I mean, it's crazy, but they look at Illinois basketball and they know it's a more physical game than it is down here in Tennessee, at least on the guy's side. Now, ladies wise, down here it's a little bit different. I mean, they eat, sleep, and breathe basketball down here. So,
and I tend to think, Papo, at this point, basketball for the girls in Illinois is just about at that point as well, because it's a rough and tumble. You watch this state tournament, man, it's just like college basketball. They're just beating on each other.
Absolutely. Well, and in, you know, it's always been like that in like places like Carrollton and Southwestern and Edwardsville and school. And I think other schools are starting to pick it up as well, which is nice to see. I mean, basketball, these ladies can play. I mean, I see some tournaments here, and I'm just thinking, man, you probably could have played with us when I was in high school. So, I mean, they, you know, they're definitely very, very skilled, and they started at such a young age. I mean, I don't remember what I was doing in third grade, but I know this, I wasn't playing basketball. I mean, I might have been playing outside, but, you know, they start at third grade, and you see these kids, and you're thinking, you know, where are you learning these moves? How do you do this? And it's great. It's great to see them get involved, and, I mean, anything that we can do to have kids being more active. You know, so they've got something to hang on to. I mean, that's definitely a plus.
Papa, if you give us the dates and how people can get signed up again, please.
June 15th through the 17th, that weekend. They can go ahead and get on www.bballshowcase.com, or they can get in touch with myself. And my number is, I'm going to throw this out, 636-448-4354, or call Litchfield High School and talk with Drew Logan.
Or they can call me, Mike. I've got your number. They can always get it from me as well. So.
Absolutely, and I appreciate it. I want to throw a shout-out to Tyler Atwood.
Uh-oh.
I know he's too lazy to get up in the morning and get there with you guys. And honestly, I think it was one of those things where when the Blues got swept, he just decided that he wasn't going to talk to
it
me.
Hurt him.
Over the swan.
Now, Poppy, watch it. You're on thin ice, buddy. Come on.
That's Tobin out, by the way, Pop. He's about as big a Blues fan as...
I know, and I don't really have much room to talk because my Hawks bowed out.
Oh, boy.
That's all right.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Well, Pop, Bunker Hills had one good football season. You were at the helm of it. You made it happen. You moved down to Tennessee. How are you enjoying that gig?
Well, I it's kind of a crazy situation. I was down in Tennessee for a year calling the offense for a team, and I got a phone call a couple years ago. It was actually April 1st, and it was from a Lieutenant Colonel Mark West out at West Point, out at Army. And I thought it was a buddy joking with me because he and I pull some practical jokes on each other. But he wanted me to come out and interview for the offensive coordinator job for the Sprint football team out at Army. What Sprint football is it's lightweight football. It's college football with 172-pound weight limit. It's Army, Cornell, Princeton, Penn, Navy, schools like that. And it's been going on for quite some time. I took that job, I've been out at Army for the last couple of years. I'm going into my third, and we've had the number one ranked offense. We won a league title in 2010. We got beat in the championship game last year, but we return a lot this year. So I've kind of, bounced around a little bit, but trying to get in full-time at the college level, and I was just actually recently hired at Army full-time, and I start June 1st.
The Army will never be the same.
No. So from Bunker Hill to West Point, I think they call that a promotion.
Absolutely. Well, and you know what? My time in Bunker Hill, I appreciated it. It's one of those things where I look back and I'm still in contact. There's actually a cadet out at West Point, and he's getting ready to graduate here coming up, and he played for me my first year at Bunker Hill, and it's great. You see him, and it's just like, there's so many kids that I stay in contact with. I mean, that's Alex Wood, and everybody knows Aaron Heifel. Heifel's, he's doing MMA right now. The kid's undefeated. And he is just a beast, and I just look at him, and his work ethic, Max Morrison, Blake Meehan, these kids, I owe them so much, and we're actually going to do a reunion here, a five-year reunion coming up in this summer. We're going to set something up, but I owe those kids so much because I wouldn't be where I'm at today if it wasn't for those kids and those parents and the people of Bunker Hill. I mean, they welcomed me with open arms, and we did some great things. And like I said, it's just amazing to me where I'm at today, and a lot of that has to do with, the work ethic that they put in.
And, Pop, from a coaching perspective, sure, wins and losses are nice, but long after the game is over, it's the relationships that are formed. Those are lifelong.
Absolutely, and you don't realize that when you first start off. You know what I'm saying? I mean... That was 5 years ago, and I think about, I'm 30 years old now. It's crazy to think that I was a head coach at 25, and when you get into that situation, you're oblivious to everything else that's going on. You're about wins and all that stuff, when it was over, and now that I look back at it, anytime my phone rings or I get a text message from one of those guys, you step back and you're like, you know what, you made a difference. You did something good, and that's something that nobody can take away from us. That playoff appearance that means more to me than anything else that I've accomplished in football, including, the playoffs at Staunton when I played, anything else. I mean, that one lone playoff appearance with Bunker Hill was just great.
Speaking of doing things and something that's good, I have to ask you this off the cuff. Do they have any good shine in Tennessee?
I tell you what, I can actually talk with you guys about that. You get down here in the Bible Belt, and they think that I was, one of the first things I asked when I moved down here was about happy hours, because teachers up in Illinois, that's what we do. And you would have thought that I was the Antichrist there for a minute.
Yeah.
And they, you got to find it. You got to find it. You got to make sure that somebody who knows how to make it as well.
It's there.
Yeah. It's there.
Mike, you're one of the great guys that we've had a chance to talk with and deal with and be around, and continued success. We're going to probably touch base with you again before this tournament comes up and gets running here on June the 15th. And continued success, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Hey, guys, I appreciate you taking the time out, too, and thank you very much. And like I said, I'm excited about this tournament. And, Litchfield made a great decision bringing in Drew Logan. I mean, you want to talk about just an outstanding guy. I mean, he's going to do great things for them. And this is just an example of him, putting in extra effort to make sure that that program has everything that it needs. They've got a great guy over there.
Okay. Sounds
thanks,
good.
Thanks, Pop.
Popo, thanks, buddy.
You guys have a good one.
Mike Popovich joining us from Tennessee this morning.
By way of West Point. How about that? That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's not too shabby.
He's seen a big chunk of the country, hasn't he?
I would say so. That's awesome.
Good guy.
So that comes up June 15th.
June 15th, 16th, and 17th, and that'll be at Litchfield High School and bballshowcase.com, bballshowcase.com, or if you need Mike's number, just give me a call here at the station, and I'll give it to you. But it would be great to have about 100 teams signed up in that thing, wouldn't it, to have basketball solid for like 2.5 days.
And they just might get that.
You know, they might get that. That would be great. That would be great.
One thing about it there.
The challenge you always have when you run tournaments and get kids involved at the younger age, of course, is first off, they get a chance to develop some skill and some appreciation of the ball game. But you got to continue to make it an entertaining thing, because you don't want them to get burned out.
No.
So as long as it's entertaining and they're able to learn and still be entertained, it's a positive.
And it's always a fine line in the summertime. You got summer baseball, of course. Now football, they have things in the summer as well. But summer has always been the time for basketball teams, varsity basketball teams, to really get that continuity, play a lot of games in the summer against quality competition. It's really a very important part of the basketball season is what you do in the summertime.
You told me one time, Uncle Ralph, basketball teams are made in the summer and not in the winter.
That's right.
And you're right. You're right.
That's right. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to realize that when you think back, Terry, of 20, 25 years ago when they got out of school, they didn't pick up a football, a basketball, or anything, played baseball, softball, whatever, until the fall. And now you've got girls as well as boys going to these summer basketball camps. Just think back, Terry, to the Hillsboro girls and that team. They played ball all summer, went to Chicago and played in tournaments and stuff, and honed their skills, so to speak, and that's what you're seeing take place.
Well, a couple summers ago, the Litchfield group, Riley Scharf, Tessa Steffens, they played, what was it, one summer? It was like 80 games, more than that?
It was like 120 games.
It was a big number. It was a big number.
Some ungodly number, but, and it's not for everybody. That's not for everybody. But when you have a group of kids that hang together, love the sport, are energized about the sport, enthused about the sport, that's when you have the opportunity to get them exposed to other types of competition, people they normally don't see, so that they can excel through their careers both in junior high and high school. It doesn't always guarantee that you're going to be, terrific, but the odds are going to be increased that it's certainly going to help. It's going to give yourself a chance.
And certainly, burnout is one of the key words here. You don't want to burn these kids up playing these sports in the summertime and ruin them for wintertime. But the athlete that loves the game, burnout is probably not a word that's in his vocabulary.
And another thing, Ralph, when you play various sports, you don't necessarily get burned out on one sport.
No, right.
You still are able to participate in athletic competition of sort, but it's just a different skill set.
And kids have been playing basketball and baseball in the summer for
forever.
A long time. I mean, it's not like this is something new.
Yeah.
I mean, basketball and baseball
go out underneath
the
light pole and shoot baskets.
That's as Americana as grilling a hamburger.
Gosh, But now we're getting, just as we talked to Pop a while ago, we're getting programs that are organized and geared to do these things.
And here you have a little more organization. Yeah, where they hire the officials,
sure.
And you know they run the game clocks. And
well,
and
it's just like playing in a game in the wintertime. Right. Everything is.
You heard Pop say that Drew Logan's like, I really don't want to play Staunton or Gillespie. Yeah. Understandable.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, that's well, the sure, whole point play, of getting in these places. Right. So you see people, you see other types of teams, other styles of play that you don't see around here.
So like he said, you know, they got teams coming from Indiana and Iowa, and so you're gonna rub elbows with some kids. And I don't care. You go from state to state. Yeah, the game, the nomenclature of the game is the same, but it's just a little different.
Well, and with this particular tournament, you got 3rd grade through 11th grade. You've got the right. whole gamut here, boys and girls. You're going to see all different levels of competition, get exposed to all different levels of competition, which is really kind of a neat thing. And if you're a basketball junkie.
And there's a lot of them out there.
And there's a lot of them out there. You know, you could spend big chunks of time at Litchfield that weekend, 15, 16, 17. So we're going to be at Irish Days at the Chili Dome on the 16th.
Hey, looking forward to that.
That's 5 weeks away, boys.
That's hard to believe. I think last year was about 160 degrees that day.
Yeah, it was a little warm.
More or less.
Yeah.
You got 60 people out there making chili. Yeah,
more or less.
I don't know about you. It was 69 degrees in here, so I was comfortable.
When it's
nice.
When it's so hot in the Chili Dome that they have changed spoons to keep them from melting.
That's not good.
That's not good.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
I remember one year, it was the middle of winter during the sports show when I was producing it, and I read the temperature. I was like, 72 degrees outside of our studios, and someone called and like, it's definitely not 72. It was like December. I was like, oops, I had the inside temperature.
Yeah.
This is awkward. That's not right.
Yeah.
Well, that's
give or take 40 degrees. What's the big deal?
That was back when
I'm just like a meteorologist, plus or minus 40. Yeah,
that's right.
It could rain, maybe it won't.
Back when you were just a kid.
Yeah, I was just a pup.
Yeah.
Before I was an old man with gray hair.
Speaking of Irish Days, the first, when you started here, Tim, Terry sent you and I out to Irish Days, and we had a race down that giant slide.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
The old potato sack slide.
Uh-huh.
That's always been one of my favorite carnival rides.
Really?
Can never go wrong with the potato sack slide.
There's no moving parts.
No moving
except
parts.
Except you.
Just straightforward and simple. Yeah. Down you go.
Gravity. It's gravity, boys.
Right.
It's gravity.
Down the board. And of course, Irish Days has been around forever. And
102nd year.
One of the...
that's just the only way counted. I think it's been longer than that.
Yeah, and it's...
they've only counted 102 of them.
kind of that and Black Diamond Days kind of are the... kickoff for the homecoming season.
Well, you got Italian American Days, Memorial Day, Black Diamond Days, Irish Days, and you know those are big three that get you out of the gate here and get you going.
Yeah, once the first one is off, you pretty much have an event every weekend through the summer.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, but being at the Chili Dome is certainly a unique experience, unique broadcast experience.
Yes. So Tobinato will be doing some calisthenics, getting loose as his fair and festival tour will be underway shortly.
That's if the boss lets me to go on tour again.
Oh, you're going on tour.
All right,
whether you want to or not.
You're going on tour, bud.
We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. Terry, when we come back, we've got another special guest.
I think we're going
to
try to catch up with Travis Accord. And Travis set up a golf tournament last year, hugely successful. And we'll let Travis explain more about that. But that's coming up again here in the early part of June. And we look forward to talking about the Driving for the Upside of Downs golf tournament at Timberlakes in Staunton, and we'll do that right after the break.
Spring is here, and it's time for warm weather clothes. And if your clothes are just a bit snug, it's time to start that diet sensibly with farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. Prairie Farms dairy products are fresh, wholesome, and they taste great, too. Try Prairie Farms Trim and Light cottage cheese and yogurt. Top it off with a tall, cool glass of Prairie Farms skim milk. You're on your way to a slimmer, healthier you. And for nutrition on the go, plastic pints of 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms.
What are you doing May 18th, 19th, and 20th? Do you love motorcycles? If you do, this is your lucky day. Make plans now to come to Niehaus Cycle Sales for free Yamaha demo rides on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 18th through the 20th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. Niehaus Cycle Sales on Old Route 66 in North Litchfield. All you need to ride is a valid motorcycle license, a helmet, and appropriate clothing. Try it before you buy it. Take your turn on a Super Tenry or new VMAX. Maybe you want to test the Raider, Roadliner, Strataliner, or V-Star 1300. Demos also include the FJR 1300, R1, R6, FZ1, and FZ6 are. Meet the factory reps and check out our entire line of Yamaha parts and accessories, too. Right now at the Yamaha Get Out and Ride sales event, get up to $1,000 customer cash on select models and low financing on a wide selection of Yamaha motorcycles and ATVs. See dealer for details. Niehaus Cycle Sales Yamaha Demo Event. Call for details, 217-324-6565, or check them out online at niehauscycle.com. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 18th, 19th, and 20th. Try it before you buy it. Demo models subject to change. Call store for additional details.
And at 9:45, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Partly cloudy skies for today. There is a chance for some afternoon showers. Expect a high of around 75 degrees. Partly cloudy skies continuing on through tonight. There is still a chance for some rain. We'll have a low of around 50 degrees. And then for tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, still a slight chance for some showers. Expect a high Sunday of around 70 degrees. Right now at 9:45, we have a temperature reading of 64 degrees, and the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues in 1 minute.
Hi, I'm Jim Miller, Vice President, Senior Law Officer at Security National Bank. Farmers, it's time to get your spring finances in order, and we're ready to help you at Security National Bank, a small-town bank where we know your name with an established reputation in the area since 1932. We can help with all your ag lending needs. Stop by and see us today or log on to securitynb.com to find out more. Security National Bank, your hometown bank you can trust since 1932, with four locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC, housing lender.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal intention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
And at 9:46, Sports Saturday continues once again. Here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and Uncle Ralph.
Thank you very much, Tobin, as we continue with Sports Saturday here on this 12th day of May. Joining us on the telephone, Travis Accord. And Travis, good morning, my friend. It's good to talk to you. And we have another big tournament coming up, big golf outing, and it's called Driving for the Upside of Downs. Last year, it went off very, very well. The money raised will go to the St. Louis Down Syndrome Association and the Macoupin County Developmentally Disabled Organization. And it's coming up, what, early June again, isn't it?
First weekend of June. June 2nd, registration starts at 9:30, and the golf will tee off at 11 a.m.
And, of course, Timberlakes, they were a great host, weren't they?
Oh, they had the course in beautiful shape last year.
I guess this being the second year, still a lot that goes into planning these events, but I would imagine it's nice to have a year to fall back on in terms of planning.
Yeah, it was a lot easier this year. The teams right now, we filled up, we got two teams left for this year, and other than that, it all fell in the line pretty easy.
Travis, tell us a little bit about the particulars here. What's the cost and that sort of thing? What time you're going to start?
The foursomes cost $400 this year. Registration starts at 9:30 on the 2nd, and we will tee off with at 11 a.m.
There'll be a shotgun start?
Yes, sir. And we're also having a golf clinic for all kids and adults with special needs that starts at 10 o'clock that day. And we have a golf professional coming in from Miami who teaches special needs kids and the game, basically teaches them the game of golf.
Tell us a little bit about how you came about getting involved with this gentleman.
I guess you could just say friends of the family. My father, business partner down in Miami, are good friends with this gentleman, and he has a nonprofit set up down there. It's called Gig Gifts and Golf, and he teaches four or five clinics a week and progresses the students from using different kinds of equipment to eventually getting to real golf equipment.
Travis, I know that this is something that's close to your heart simply because you have a daughter who has Down syndrome, and she is such an important part of your life.
Absolutely. Kylie will be four this October, and when we found out that she had Down syndrome, the hospital we was at, there's two options, basically, of how to abort the pregnancy. And we didn't give us any options why we shouldn't. And so we had Kylie, and she's been a blessing and touched the lives of thousands of people.
Travis, what has been the response that you've gotten from other parents who have children with special needs?
It's been really good. You know, I guess when once you're told that you're having a child with special needs, you know, you have kind of prepare for it. But still, you have kind of an anxiety or, you know, a little, you know, scared not to know what to expect. But overall, absolutely, she's a blessing in our lives, and kids with Down syndrome just touch so many in many different ways.
How many people come to you throughout the year, Travis, and say, "Hey, we're so glad that you got involved in this golf tournament," and how many kids do you come across with special needs that you know have been touched by this golf tournament?
Last year we had probably about 40 to 45 participants, and there were some mothers that called us prior to the golf tournament, and they had a little anxiety too because their kids didn't deal well with certain social issues, and. At the golf clinic, if you know anybody that want to volunteer from like 10 to noon, you'll see exactly what it's all about, and it'll be hard to keep your back.
And I bet once you get participating in this endeavor where you're helping out the special needs children with the golf clinic, I bet by the end of that clinic, people have smiles from ear to ear, don't they?
It was, and it was good because the golf clinic was Timber Lakes let us have it there at their driving range. So while the golf clinic was going on, all the different golf teams passed through on different holes and see what was going on, and it was good to see the golfers themselves get involved in helping out.
Now, Travis, how can people sign up? I know you've still got a few spots that are still open. How can they sign up?
The best way to be call me on my cell phone at 217-710-1883, and I have two spots available, and we are also set up as a nonprofit this year, so everything's tax deductible.
Terrific.
Always looking for volunteers to help us out, and if you just get a chance to come by there that day, it'll touch your heart.
Now, by the way, for those of you who are listening and maybe didn't get Travis' phone number, I have it here at the radio station. You can give me a call, and I can pass it along to you. It's 217-710-1883. Travis, it sounds like it's going to be a great day again, and this is something that's probably been long overdue to bring attention to the children's and their needs.
You bet. And like I said, if anybody out there has kids or adults with special needs, if they bring them to the clinic that day that starts at 10 a.m., they get free lunch and free prizes, and the family members get free lunch and prizes as well.
Now, the pre-registration is due today, right? Or are you going to extend that a day or two?
I'm going to extend that for another week.
Okay. Yes. All right. That sounds like a great idea. Travis Accord, thank you so much, my friend. We'll probably touch base with you again before the tournament rolls around. But if anybody gives us a holler, we'll certainly direct them your direction. And have a great day on that Saturday, June 2nd at Timber Lakes. I know you'll have a tremendous time and a tremendous turnout.
Thanks, guys, for having me.
Travis Accord, thank you very much, Travis. Oh, what a great event. This is a
Absolutely.
Terrific event. And
yeah.
it's long overdue. You know, it really helps out a lot of people. They help out the MCDD in Macoupin County and the St. Louis Down Syndrome Association in St. Louis. So it's, you know, two worthy causes there. And like Travis said, they're a blessing. They make a big difference in people's lives. So
it's going to be a very big weekend at Timber Lakes because Montgomery County Cub Stoppers is there on Friday.
Yeah, they're on Friday, and then these guys are there on Saturday. Well, it's that time of season. Most any golf course is probably going to have some sort of a fundraiser.
Yeah.
It's almost there a week, one or two times every weekend.
And as the price of just a regular round of golf goes up, these types of tournaments have just become more affordable. I mean, you heard Travis say $400 for a foursome, so $100 a man, but you're getting the golf.
Oh yeah,
you know, the door prizes, the food, all those types of things, plus the joy of knowing that you're actually doing good. You're helping people.
Plus, with Travis' connections, you know you're going to get good stuff.
Oh yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
He knows the right people, so he's got a lot of good corporate backing behind it. And it's called Driving for the Upside of Downs, coming up on Saturday, June 2nd. Travis Accord is the gentleman you need to talk to, 710-1883. So, again, if you didn't get the number, I've got it here at the station.
And I don't know why the Magoop and Montgomery County Crime Stoppers Golf Tournament They've dubbed that tournament the Pork Chop Open. Oh, I don't know why they've done
weird.
That. That's weird.
Wait a minute. I don't have
a
reason for that.
Are you involved?
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm afraid I am involved up to my spatula.
That's right. You're talking about Tobin's Fair and Festival season beginning. Uncle Ralph's going to start icing down the elbow because you're going to be flipping a lot of pork chops.
We've already started.
A lot of people don't know this, but Ralph has his own Uncle Ralph design grill.
Yeah. How many chops have you flipped already this year?
1,000.
1,000 chops already. That's about how many runs the Cardinals have scored already.
And now, I'll just tell you right now, Paris Frozen Foods is where he gets the chops.
Oh, yeah.
I had chops and a pork burger. I fixed them this week. Oh, my God. Well, you got to get the barbecue seasoning. I like the barbecue seasoning. Oh, my God, they're delicious.
Yeah, yeah.
The butterflies were just perfect.
Nobody does a better job.
I didn't. They weren't as good as yours, Uncle Ralph, but they were pretty doggone good.
Nobody does a better job with preparing stuff for your grill than Paris Frozen Foods.
Also had chicken kebabs. Oh my gosh.
Those are always
good. My gosh.
You can never go wrong with the kebab.
Pork kebabs. Yeah. And you know, they're, as they say, the home of the big porky, and they just do a tremendous job. And if you're going to do some cookouts, if you're going to cook out tomorrow for Labor Day, or Labor Day.
Labor Day, whoa.
Don't go that far. Mother's Day, go to Paris and get
How long
stuff.
Did I sleep?
Well, the mothers were in labor at one time.
That's right, it's a Rip Van Winkle situation.
Yes,
summer
were.
Just flew by.
And by the way, we certainly want to take a moment to wish you a happy Mother's Day to all the ladies out there tomorrow who will be celebrating Mother's Day, Grandmother's Day, or whatever. They're very important part of each and every one of his lives.
Well, you know, today after talking with Travis, and this is such a great event at Timberlake on June 2nd, but talking with Popovich this morning, my old Mike, you know, this is exciting to get this tournament in Litchfield. But wouldn't it be great to have a big tournament like this every year, maybe one or two tournaments in the summertime around here?
And nice. Maybe they can. Awful. Maybe they can. Yeah. If this works well at Litchfield, who knows? Maybe someone else will grab onto it and do it next year.
You know, if it starts to get serious legs, who knows? Maybe old Wismy will find themselves there one afternoon.
Hey, you never know.
In the summer.
You never know.
Never know.
You never know.
Stranger things have happened.
That's right.
Just never
and we're
know.
Pretty strange.
That's right.
Yes, it's
sports. Guys, we've only got a few minutes left here in the program. Remind you, coming up on Monday, we will have regional baseball and softball for you here on the Tally Broadcasting Stations, as we will have the Gillespie Baseball Regional Quarterfinal for you Monday afternoon on AM 1540. That'll be Carthenville taking on Hillsboro. The game will be played at the Sports Complex in Hillsboro with live coverage at 4:20 Monday afternoon on AM 1540. Then on Monday night, the Hillsboro Softball Regional Quarterfinal has Staunton taking on Hillsboro. That broadcast for you 7:04 Monday night here on FM 106.
That is a 4:30 game, and we'll have the broadcast that night. So.
And they'll both be streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. We'll have Cardinal baseball for you tomorrow afternoon at 12:20 on AM 1540. And guys, we got a couple minutes left here, but that was a special celebration last night for Tony La Russa as his number was officially retired, and he had a who's who among elite Major League Baseball players there last night. Unfortunately, the Cardinals didn't come up with the win, but that was a typical Tony La Russa baseball game. You get down early, you battle back, you never give up, you use every pitcher you got in the bullpen, and you go extra innings. That was a vintage La Russa game.
Yeah, you're right, Tim. It was, and La Russa, Tony with everybody that showed up, you talk about a who's who among the world of baseball. My gosh, did these guys come out for Tony La Russa. And you think about all the lives he's touched in his career and the people along the way that have helped him, you know, Jerry Reinsdorf, of course, and Walt Jocketty and those guys, and, of course, the players that he's been associated with. What a career, and this guy is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
No question.
No question about it.
Yeah.
I mean, he was...
If he doesn't go in with 99.9% of the votes, somebody needs to have their head examined.
Well, yeah, I mean, you would have to give a real good explanation and reason for not voting him in on the first ballot. And from the Cardinals' perspective, I mean, he led one of the most successful eras in the history of Cardinal baseball. I mean, there's flat out no denying that.
No.
Yeah, even when, you know, even when they didn't cross the finish line at the top of the heap, they still played exciting baseball.
And they never gave up.
Yeah.
They competed every day. And that there's something to be said for that.
Absolutely.
When you play 162 games over the course of 6 months, to show up every day and play every inning, that says a lot.
I'm sure if you asked La Russa last night, he would tell you of all that cast of All-Stars that was sitting behind him, the gentleman that really got him going was the pitcher from Oakland, Stewart.
Dave Stewart.
Oh, yeah, got him going.
That was the guy that, you know, put him at the top to start with.
We want to thank Mike Popovich and Travis Accord for joining us this morning on Sports Saturday. For Tobin, Terry, Uncle Ralph, I'm Tim. Sports Saturday is done here on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, the station you can count on.